Eric Wood, Bill's color analyst on WGR, is live on WBEN, brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? All right, Eric, before we get to the Jags, it seems that everyone, I mean literally everyone, has weighed in on what Tua Tagovailoa should do. You know, he's on IR. He's had three concussions within the past 2 years. In your own experience, what do you think?
Yeah, I think he's got a tough decision on his hands. And, you know, he's at a point in his career where, you know, he's exactly where he wants to be, the starting quarterback. For the Dolphins, he led the league in passing last year. And then now another concussion pops up, and it came on a hit that wasn't that severe. And so it's scary to think, if he keeps playing, what those head injuries could lead to. But as a competitor and understanding, you know, when you get to that point, it's hard to walk away. So, you know, I don't know the exact decision. I don't have necessarily concrete advice to him other than take some time and digest it and talk to a lot of specialists and family and mentors in your life and try to make the best decision for yourself.
I mean, you've got the experience now, years as a player and now years in the media on the other side of things. What do you think of when you see, like, endlessly over the past week, we've had people saying, oh, he needs to retire, he should retire, whether it's on social media or even, you know, some of the talking heads, ESPN or whatever the TV network might be. You know, coming from where you sit right now, to me it always seemed a little weird, you know, people telling other people what you have to do.
Right, you're exactly right. And, you know, it's ultimately kind of like what I just said, you have to make the decision yourself and live with it and understand there's going to be criticism no matter which decision you make, whether it's to step away or whether it's to come back and play. Now, he may meet with neurologists that make the decision for him. You know, when I had my neck injury, the decision was made for me where I couldn't return and play football, and maybe that ends up being the case. But if it's not, he just has to make the right decision for himself. It's easy, you know, I sit here at 38 years old, to put myself in his position and say, look, you got a long life ahead of you, and not everything in life is football. You know, do this for yourself and your family and your kids. But ultimately, in the moment, he's got to make the decision that's best for him.
Yeah, we remember how you were forced, really, to retire because of the neck injury. How tough is it, though, to walk away from the game early?
It's very tough. I mean, you work your whole life to, you know, hit the pinnacle of your career, and then to not be able to do it anymore because of injury and, you know, maybe something outside of your control, it's extremely tough.
You know, a lighter note, it's all of Buffalo buzzing over the past week, not just because of the Bills win, but because of what's gone up in downtown Buffalo. The huge billboard ad, Josh Allen for Gatorade, up in Niagara Square. I think you could see it from space, maybe from Orchard Park too. Josh Allen talked about it yesterday, said he hasn't gone to see it yet, but you know, that it's humbling for it to be up there. Any players from your days on the Bills, Eric, that would have warranted the ad the size of a building up here in Buffalo?
You know, if we were a little better, if we had better records, I always say that Kyle Williams would have been a lock Hall of Famer and one of the biggest stars in the league just based upon how well he played. And he was rewarded with a bunch of Pro Bowls and whatnot. But I think Kyle Williams was probably the best on our team throughout that period. When I first got to Buffalo, the first player on the team that I noticed on a billboard was our punter, Brian Moorman, which probably isn't indicative of a lot of team success when the punter's on a billboard. But hey, Brian was one heck of a punter.
Wow. Well, you're out of town. You're not here yet for Monday night's game, but obviously you've probably seen this, right?
I have. And it's really cool. I thought Josh Allen said it perfectly yesterday. You know, you get used to success. He was on the cover of Madden, but, you know, the 6 or 7 year old version of himself would have never imagined it and would have been blown away and giddy the fact that that's up there. And look, I mean, the success that Josh has had, the way he's embraced the community, what he's done to give back, the on-field success that he's had, he deserves it.
Well, what a win a week ago against Miami, in Miami, too, to top it all off. And now, Eric, I know that the players, you always say you never want to look ahead 1 week at a time. They're focused on Jacksonville coming up Monday night. But, you know, I'm sitting here. I have the whole schedule as my screensaver, by the way. So I look at every single game. I look weeks ahead. In the next three games, you got Jacksonville Monday night, Baltimore, and then Houston. And really, and you know, if you want the Jets after that too, you really have an opportunity here early in the year to, you know, stand your ground, to, you know, kind of stomp out a lot of the competition in the AFC and clear some path, maybe even give you some breathing room for the rest of the year. I mean, how big is this next stretch?
Yeah, it's big and it's a tough stretch. You know, you play Jacksonville on Monday Night Football, and then both those next two games on the road will be difficult as well. But yeah, it's a situation where if the Bills can win two out of three or three out of three, they put themselves in a great position in the AFC. And where we've seen some maybe slow starts, you know, some lost AFC games in the past early in the season, the Bills can potentially after this stretch put themselves in a great position to potentially get that number one seed. But yeah, it's very early in the season right now, but when you sit here at 2-0 and you see the fact that we play, you know, what most people would say, really with these next four games, including the Jets, like you mentioned, you know, you look at the beginning of the season and where people projected these teams, you know, you potentially have four playoff teams in a row. If you can get those victories, it would be huge.
Yeah. Now, Jacksonville coming in 0-2, they've got to be angry and motivated. What are you getting ready for?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to see a desperate football team. You know, historically, when you start the season 0-2, you have about 11% chance to make the playoffs. And so they understand how big this game is for them. Coming to Buffalo, you got a couple guys, Mitch Morse and Gabe Davis, who played a long time in Buffalo, coming back to town. They're going to be highly motivated, but on the other side of the ball, the Bills will be as well. They dropped their last two to Jacksonville, the one last year in London, then the one previously down in Jacksonville. So they understand this is a team that could beat them, and they're going to come out hungry as well.
Is there something to that? You know, in the same way we were talking last week about the Dolphins just can't seem to get over the Bills hump, there's got to be like some part of Sean McDermott. Oh, going back to the playoffs, you know, his first year as a coach, just being like, can I just beat the Jaguars here? We've done so much. I just got to beat the Jags.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I think it's circumstantial each and every year. We lose to them in the playoff game in 2017 down there, and they were likely the better team in that game, even though we put ourselves in a position to have a chance to win that game. And then Sean beat them early in Josh's career at home, and then you drop the last couple. And so, yeah, it's, you know, I don't think it's any situation where, you know, the Jags necessarily have our number. They're not a good matchup for us. You know, and Sean will have those guys ready to play.
All right. Well, can't wait for Monday night. Eric, thanks so much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Eric Wood, Bills color analyst on WGR.